KQY.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Hope you're having a good week. Maybe you had Monday off. What percentage of you had Monday off? Used to be everybody had President's Day off. Now I think it's pretty much if you just work for the government or a bank. Oh, those bankers. You know what they used to say about bankers' hours? Lucky people, huh? So here we start, and we're going to jump right into politics. We've got a big debate coming up for the Republicans, and a lot at stake, actually, in the next month or two, especially if you eyeball March 6th, because that's Super Tuesday. The reason they put Super in front of Tuesday is because there's a lot of delegates at stake, and we all know that, right? So if somebody were to run the table like a Mitt Romney, everybody's talking about Mitt Romney and what if he doesn't win Michigan? How can you expect that this guy can actually take the presidency if he can't even win his home state? So there's so much focus on that, but you got to think of the amount of delegates on Tuesday, March 6th, and how big that is with 10 states weighing in. Or are you just tired of this numbers game? Are you sick of the numbers game? Give me some more meat. Let's talk about things that we care about. What do we care about besides numbers of delegates? Well, the number one thing that people are talking about on elevators, the last couple of days anyway, has got to be the price of gas. Gas is always big. Why? Because we're a commuter nation for the most part. 40 minutes, the average commute, sometimes even more, depending on the city or even the suburb. Winding your way through various lights and the whole maze to get to a main road, taking you wherever you're going to go and back. I think of all the cities. I thought about this today. And why is gasoline so important to us besides the obvious thing? And to me, a lot of it has to do with work. And I thought of the places that I lived, Las Vegas, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Santa Barbara, California, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Dallas, Texas, and that's just a few of the places. And every single one of them had something in common, traffic. Yeah, traffic. Albuquerque had some terrible traffic. It was Central Expressway. If you got stuck on Central Expressway, forget it. At the wrong time of day, you'd be there for, 40, 45 minutes. So you are burning gas. In California, if you had to go through Los Angeles or even through Santa Barbara, it could get pretty hairy. Not as bad in Santa Barbara, but just over the hill, going down into the canyon and then ultimately toward Los Angeles, you would time it out. It was all about timing. If you were 5 minutes one way or the other, not getting in the car in the right amount of time, you were stuck. You were stuck in traffic, burning that gas, right? So that's why we care, because it's a big part of your budget. It's not the dollar it used to be. It's a big ticket item. If you're paying $70 for gas a week or more, and a lot of people are paying more than that, that'll bite you. That'll crimp your style. That'll take a big bite out of what's happening in the household, depending how many people your mouths are trying to feed. Even if you're flying solo, it can still really take a bite out of what you need at the end of the year, paying taxes or whatever it might be. So Mitt Romney drilled it down and focused on energy earlier in the day.
He failed the only no-brainer decision I can recall a president failing in quite some time, which is to say no to the Keystone Pipeline. If I'm president, I will get the Keystone Pipeline and get us energy secure.
See, now I agree with that, with the pipeline, and we know because we've talked about the pipeline a lot on the show. Mostly people listening to America Tonight are anti-Keystone Pipeline, saying that really what does it bring us for what aches and pains it might bring us if something were to happen. But I think the job creation, I think ultimately if we take a chunk of that, that hasn't really clearly been spelled out because I think that's something that's going to happen. If it probably happened next year, I think it is a mistake to not grab the pipeline, especially because of the regulations that were actually met. So it's not like this pipeline didn't go through the ringer, because anything of that sort would have to meet a lot of milestones to even be considered. And from everything that I understand, it met those milestones, but it was conveniently shoved. So I would agree with him on that one. A lot of big things coming up here on America Tonight. I wanted to set the stage for you. For this hour, anyway, we've got We Can Count, because it's ultimately about the numbers. We started with the numbers. We start talking about gasoline numbers. Are you paying $3.50, $3.70? Are you paying over $4 for gas of regular? And we'll dive into some other numbers, too. Coming up in the next couple of weeks on ATN, remember at the end of March, you have the Supreme Court's oral arguments on the individual health mandate. Is the hair standing up on your arms? Now, here's where a lot of people have called the show and have said you want nothing to do with the individual health mandate. The constitutionality is being challenged, and I think this is going to be one of the more interesting decisions that the court will hand down. And this is one of those coin flips. I've tried to look at this from every angle, and I've called every possible source who might have an edge on the way they think the Supremes, how the justices themselves will go. And I get a lot of different answers on this one. I think this is a very tight one to call, and there's a lot at stake for a lot of people, really, on both sides of this, on all sides of this. I mean, we're talking about our health, and we're talking about the Constitution, and we're talking about a big challenge. And for the first time, 3 days of an argument. So we're going to have a huge couple of shows on that, looking at every single possible angle, doing that research, doing a lot of that research and digging deep on that now. Rick Santorum isn't really digging that deep, because he is flying high on the fact that he's raising a lot of money and he's rising in the polls. Many people have written me emails how they now really like Rick Santorum. They've paid attention to what he's saying. He's not afraid to take a bullet, so to speak, a political bullet for some of the statements that he makes, and the fact that he's not swayed, even if it's a better course for him to take. He doesn't care if people think he's way out there. He's taking that course regardless of what it is. So will the man who's famous for his sweater vests really have a shot at taking down Mitt Romney? Is he a viable option? And from a conservative point of view, is he surging in the polls right now? Is he the one who's going to sustain a level of potential delegates that could challenge Romney, that would knock him off again? Wouldn't that be interesting for Romney, a guy who's wanted to be president for a long time, if now Rick Santorum surpassed him? He watched McCain do it the last time around, and would he see Rick Santorum do it this time around? Santorum clearly has his eyes set on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and I think he's going to stick around to the very end. I wouldn't have said that in the beginning, but I think he's the guy who stays in it. So Phoenix, next debate on CNN will be interesting. I think one of the things that will be tossed around is going to be gas prices and Iran, and maybe a few other potential grenades will be tossed, political grenades will be tossed across the stage. After all, CNN's John King is involved. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
A little bit of the sounds from New Orleans. Yep, Fat Tuesday. You know what that means? Lent, baby. We're getting close. Can you believe it? Boy, time flies. I know it's the biggest cliche in the book, but it is so true. And here we are, the beginning of the year, and we're talking about yet another huge Mardi Gras celebration. If you've never been, put it in the books to eventually go one day. But be warned, it is massive bodies, but it is a whole lot of fun. The French Quarter is a very, very fun place to be and to just watch some of the happiest people you've ever seen, I think, on those floats going down the street, throwing beads and, you know, anything you can imagine off of the various types of floats that roll through the streets. It is really a very magical place to be. You have to be careful because it's so easy to lose people, but it is magical. And I'm not like on the tourism board for New Orleans, but I was really pretty stunned the first time I went there at how much fun it really, really was to be there. And it signifies something. And there's something about the rich traditions that we have in the States. I mean, we do. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, whether we all agree to disagree and pull at each other and yell and scream politically and everything else. The amazing variety we have. And that's what you see in New Orleans. The difference between a Mardi Gras parade and a Mummers parade in Philadelphia on New Year's, or what you see happen in Chicago on St. Patrick's Day versus the Rose Parade, for example, in California, going through Anaheim or Pasadena, going through Pasadena, and what they do to put that whole thing together, and just encompassing some of what you would see, for example, there in Southern California, or what you see in Chicago. And that's, to me, what makes it so interesting, the flavor of this country. And that really is on display in the Mardi Gras. That's the point of telling you that. And it signifies Lent and what people are giving up. I'll tell you what, some of the Republicans, if I were a Republican strategist and I were giving out advice, I would say I get it about the negative campaigning, but I would lay off each other a little bit. If really honestly, the idea is that a Republican is going to be elected and don't fear the Obama factor, beating each other up, because I'm thinking of this next debate that's coming up on Wednesday, really, what does that prove? At this point, we've heard who's zooming who and who's blaming who and who is part of the 1% and how much they're paying and who threw out the earmarks and who voted to raise the debt limit, you know, the debt ceiling, all that kind of stuff. We've heard it. We know it. I'd say really it's about being a band of brothers. And if they don't go after one common enemy, because the idea is to get elected and just focus on your own juju, this is what I am, this is what I stand off. So for this final face-off, I would say they'd be smart, the Republicans would be smart to roll it back, dial it back on each other and focus on what they're talking about, or just focus on the fact that, you know, they're the better option than Barack Obama. If I were a Republican strategist, if I were a Democratic strategist, they're just watching them beat each other up. They're watching to see what happens and, you know, ultimately what happens with the final counts and Super Tuesday and the road to Tampa and the question of the will there be a brokered convention and whatnot. I got to say this because let me give a big shout out to, you know, how many people end up having something in stock, and the answer is 165 million, something like that. The Dow hit 13,000. Say, because we need some happiness, that's why it's a shout out. The Dow hit 13,000 for the first time since May of 2000. Do you believe it? 13,000. So hopefully some of you who have money in 401ks are sleeping a little easier, because some of your stocks might have shot up. I'd say that's a pretty big juicy number to chew on. I mean, breaking through that level for the first time, as I said, since going all the way back to 2008. How about that? And part of this has to do with the Eurozone finance minister sealing that $172 billion bailout for the second time to Greece to avert a default in March. This is why you have to care about what's happening in the Eurozone. You say, well, who cares? Why is she telling us about that? Because you do care. Because look at the effect on our stock market. That's the key deal here. Negative news slams the market like nobody's business, especially when we're talking about other countries in default. And so there were a lot of stocks that really shot up, and some of those stocks were energy stocks and gas and oil prices settling at a 9-month high. How about that? So like Exxon, for example, it shot up. It was at like 1.11%, something like that. Chevron also shot up pretty nicely. So with that soaring, with the prices soaring, both of those stocks went up a little bit. And then you saw the dip of U.S. Airways and Delta Airlines, because while you see, this is the effect, it's the yin and the yang, while you see the oil prices go up, then the oil biggies benefit from that, and if you have that stock. But if you have an airline stock, why would it go down? Why would it go down 10%? The reason it would go down is because you're talking about fuel costs. Yeah, the fuel costs just absolutely crippling to the airlines, because they're going to have to eat it. And unfortunately, it's not too funny if you have to fly anywhere, because you end up paying more, too, as a result. But if you're one of those people where you have money, a little bit of money even invested in oil, then for you, it's a decent enough thing. Other things that we're going to kick around here in this segment, fun to just shoot it around because there's so much happening. I mentioned that we were going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks the individual health mandate and the challenge it faces at the Supreme Court level. And you want to talk about challenges and facing some big challenges with the Supremes. The Prop 8 backers are trying to sidestep the court at this point, but they're asking for a case review. Think back into the recesses of your mind. Prop 8. You know what Prop 8 is. Think of California. It's a review of the gay, it's a review of gay marriage case. And this is gay marriage, or civil unions, depending on the state, whether it, they're getting the blessing or getting the thumbs down. It's mostly been blessing lately. But with the same-sex marriage ban in California, they petitioned a federal appeals court to review the split decision by three of the judges that struck down Prop 8 to avoid taking their chances, I think. You know, they don't want to take the chances at the Supreme Court level. So lawyers for legal groups and religious groups behind the ban just beat a midnight deadline to ask the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to rehear the 2-1 decision that declared Prop 8 to be a violation of the civil rights of gay and lesbian Californians. If they hadn't sought reconsideration, the three judges would have ordered the ruling to take effect in another 7 days, and that would have cleared the way, and somehow this hasn't been talked about, but that would have cleared the way for same-sex marriages to kick back in California. Instead, they're going to be on hold for at least until the Ninth Circuit decides to accept or reject the rehearing position, and they don't have any kind of a deadline for that. How about that? A lot of legal experts and say the supporters of the ban could have really exhausted all of their options, and they're trying to do that before they take the case to the Supreme Court. Interesting. Keep watching that. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about numbers of a different sort. Yep, it's another version of We Can Count, and boy, can we, when it comes to a couple of things, including in the world of sports. Yes, we can count football done, at least until we have a draft, but there are other things that we can talk about when it comes to numbers, including the fact that we've got one very popular ex-manager talking to a big organization to possibly maybe be in the wings for a commissioner's nod, maybe in the near future. And I'm not going to tell you who it is until we actually walk our way through We Can Count. You might be surprised, actually. We'll see. You can't Google this either. So that's the thing. If you're thinking, who is she talking about? What ex-manager? What possibility in the future of becoming commissioner? Who possibly could that be? Stay tuned and find out next on America Tonight.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
A 30,000-year-old flower actually is blooming again, thanks to a Russian scientist. How about this? A team of Russian scientists actually discovered a burrow that contained fruit and seeds left in the Siberian permafrost by a squirrel that buried them 30,000 years ago. I thought this was baloney when I read this. I thought, oh, is this a hoax? Am I reading a hoax? Or is this a real story? Is this The Onion, perhaps? Because actually somebody sent it to me. Somebody texted it to me. So I thought it was a hoax. But it's not a hoax. It's a very true thing. Wow. 30,000 years. And they're bringing it back to life, apparently. And this is what's very cool. For thousands of years, the flower was fully encased in ice. No water was able to get to it. The storage chambers that the squirrels created were filled with hay and animal fur to protect it. So the blossom with its white flowers looks similar to a modern day kind of version, I guess, of it. And the burrows were found 125 feet below the surface. They had bones of woolly mammoths and deer and bison. So in addition, the Russian scientists to bring the flowers back to life. They hope to find preserved animal tissue that could lead to another breakthrough. Imagine this, a woolly mammoth roaming the earth. Oh, people would pay big money to see that. Oh, are you kidding? A woolly mammoth. That is, that's crazy. That may be my favorite we can count. 30,000 years old, and they were able to find that buried, just buried there. Wow, incredible. Incredible. It's too late to change my career. Maybe I'll become a digger of a different sort instead of digging for what we're digging for here in America tonight. Okay, this is interesting. The U.S. is now, I think, not saying it out loud, but might be shifting the possibility of arming Syrian rebels. Initially it was, well, who are you going to arm? Because eeny, meeny, miny, mo, what rebels would they be? And here's where the number comes in. It's the amount of people that we're talking about who have been wiped out. It's just ridiculous. At this point, it has to be one of the worst in all of what's happened in the Middle East. We've talked about that already. We went from country to country, you know, from Egypt to Tunisia, etc. So now there's more pressure. There's a lot of pressure being put on the U.S. to do something, not just through the U.N. either, by the way. When you're talking about 5,000 to 7,000 people, and who knows if, you know, al-Assad, that his people, if that's really the true amount, if that's the true amount of people, could be even a little bit more. So the United States, are they shifting the stance on arming the rebels or not? A U.S. State Department spokeswoman said that Washington did not want to see the violence increase and was concentrating on, you know, conversation, political efforts to halt all of the bloodshed because it's just so over the top, ridiculously over the top. But when you talk about 5,000 to 7,000 people being killed, I think that's the key. All right, I teach you with a big story of the manager, and the manager is Tony La Russa. Think Major League Baseball and think about the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Bud Selig. And Bud Selig eventually stepping away from his gig, who better to have in the wings than Tony La Russa? Of course, now he's just talking about working for MLB in some capacity, not necessarily taking over as a commissioner, but all eyes are on La Russa, for the future. And La Russa, I don't know, would he be a good commissioner? Working for the league, he would be, terrific. But I don't know if he would be a good commissioner. That's I heard that the bug has been planted. That's why I asked that. So you have one retired manager who's thinking about stepping into the Lions' den with Major League Baseball in some capacity, and would he be the executive VP? That asbestos will get you every time of baseball operations. Or would he be doing something else? And that's why I heard about the grooming thing. And I say that he's got an opportunity, supposedly, of three different positions in MLB. But it looks like it's being narrowed down to maybe a baseball op gig. Then the rumor that I heard about the near future, maybe groom him for the commissioner, if it's not so ridiculous. Wouldn't be so far-fetched. How about that? All right, this is a huge story when it comes to numbers. The Obama people put it out there. In fact, it might have been, I don't know, the New York Times or someplace where I read it, but it cropped up all over the place, that the Obama people are looking for a 28% corporate tax rate. Can you imagine a 28% corporate tax rate? And in an election year where I have gotten on the air many times and said, if you lower that rate, I've talked to enough people, from 35% down to 25%, you wait and see how many jobs would come back. and that's what businesses are saying, that, you know, we've got strong international competition. We got to do something about it. And if you lower the rate, then we'll come back. We'll work on a handful of things manufacturing-wise, and imagine the jobs that that would bring back to our shores. So that was a surprise. I think that's a surprise number that was thrown out. Because does this mean that, you know, if you lower that corporate tax rate, that the benefit would just be good enough to see those that insist that they can only get a good deal, a good enough deal to make it work on the balance sheets? Would they come back to the United States? Would they go to our major manufacturing areas and rehaul some of what they're doing? So the corporate tax plan kind of dovetails, if you think about it, with the president's call, really, for raising taxes on millionaires and maintaining current rates on individuals that make $200,000 or less. But I think the chances of a change in the tax system like that are slim in a year just totally popping with presidential and congressional elections. The proposal is part of the whole idea, I think, to run for re-election. Let's give them what they want. If they want a lower corporate tax rate, then we are going to give them a lower tax rate, and it'll be 28%. And manufacturing especially, they're even saying that actually manufacturers, it would be 25% if they did clean energy. So they could actually get it down that low, and that would make some people jump if you were going to cut that, if you're going to cut that number down. But would it make people vote? There's the key thing. Because then you could say, okay, now I lower the corporate tax rate for everyone that was complaining about that. I'm doing everything that I can to provide viable alternatives to our current energy crunch. You know, what more do you want from me? What more can I possibly give you to convince you that I'm the right guy to be president again? Wow. Right, let's move on to something else. That's a huge story, though. And you'll see more about that in the upcoming days. And that's going to be really, I think, the big push for the president, without a doubt, as he hits the campaign trail harder and harder and harder. Hepatitis C is killing more Americans than HIV. This was a big headline earlier in the day. It came across a crawl somewhere where I was, and they say that half of the estimated 3.2 million Americans with chronic hepatitis infection don't even know that they have it, and that's probably part of the problem why we're seeing those big numbers. And a lot of how you get it, it's passed through contact with infected blood. So 75 to 85% of the infections become chronic, which lead to things like cirrhosis and whatnot. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that by 2007, hepatitis C had really started to, you know, that year, it had really started to jump up, like just by comparing deaths and how it's been on the rise and how it could have been prevented. Wow, sad tale of the 3.2 million, there's your number, your bigger number, Americans with chronic hepatitis infection. About half of them don't even know that, hey, I'm carrying this around. It's because the initial infection causes no symptoms in most cases. Instead, it damages you over years, and people only discover they are infected when they develop that the cirrhosis that I mentioned. Boy, that is a staggering number. Staggering. And very common in baby boomers. About two-thirds of infections are in people born between 1945 and 1964. Hang with us. We're heading to the fences. And boy, do we have some interesting things to talk about before we skedaddle. We'll be right back.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
All right, we're carrying you home to the end of this hour of America Tonight. Wrapping up a couple of things that we talked about, just mentioning, in fact, that corporate tax break that the president trotted out, whether it was going to be 28% or 25% if a company were to use clean energy. Obama also pounced on the whole payroll tax cut. Take a listen.
Make more than $1 million a year. Make more than $1 million a year. You should pay a tax rate of at least 30%. Now my message to Congress is, don't stop here. Keep going.
Raise your hand if you would like to make more than $1 million a year. Ah, through the magic of my infrared glasses, I can see millions, by the way, of hands going up. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, threw in his 2 cents, is what he's being paid for, to talk about the Syrian situation and whether or not there are plans to arm the rebels.
We don't want to take actions that would contribute to the further militarization of Syria, because that could take the country down a dangerous path. We don't rule out additional measures that, working with our international partners, that the international community might take.
All right. It sounds like a bunch of rhetoric to me. International partners, we don't rule out what the position they might take. Just take a stand, man. Take a stand. I don't see, at this point, arming the rebels that are surfacing up that are not banded together under one banner, if you will. And even if they were, I don't know, the Muslim Brotherhood, are you going to give them weapons? We've seen what's happened in Egypt and what a nightmare that's become. So I'm going to say no, but you got to keep pushing the company line because it's so horrendous. It is. It's horrendous what's happening in Syria. And obviously they can't take out Al-Assad for some reason. He's pretty good. He's pretty elusive and being protected. Not protected anymore, Sheriff Joe. This is an interesting fair or foul. The Arizona Attorney General is going to open an investigation into the sheriff. Remember, he made news constantly for the way he treated inmates, his tent city. And a lot of people, including myself, listen, bravo, because in Arizona, it's more than the wild, wild west. It's ridiculous what they've had to deal with a slew of criminal activity thanks to the huge illegal immigration problem. So they're opening this back up, and the Attorney General said that they were looking into him because they are trying to see, dig deeper, and see if perhaps a few laws may have been broken. As like, what, are you kidding me? And this is exactly, I mean, it's another tough on crime guy too, who's also in trouble, by the way, because they're opening up another investigation. So what, they got three investigations going on, if I'm right? They're opening up another investigation on the Pinal County Sheriff. We've talked about him before. His name is Paul Babu. He resigned because of the allegations that he's facing, that he violated human rights by threatening and intimidating and by the misuse of public monies and the theft of identity and fraud and impersonation. So are they going to actually be able to go after him or go after Sheriff Joe? Sheriff Joe deciding, man, I would just hang this thing up rather than deal with all this nonsense. So I guess if you're too strong of a critic of the stance on immigration, watch out, because some bullets might, in a different form, might be coming in your direction, namely legal bullets. And it's getting messy in Arizona, because remember, you still have Jan Brewer, you still have the challenges to the law that she signed into effect. And I've said this before, I have a couple of friends that used to live in Arizona, and enough is enough. They decided that they were gonna bolt. They couldn't take what was happening in some of the nicer, even suburban areas in Phoenix, Arizona, and Mesa, Arizona, for example. This is big, and I probably should have wrapped this up in We Can Count, but it's a cool story. An inherited comic collection, they think, is going to probably get $2 million. It means that if the millionaires are being taxed more, the person who gets that $2 million will have to pay more on that, on this comic books. But Michael Wuhrer said his great aunt mentioned having comic books that she would give him and his brother, but it was just some remark she made when they were little kids. And she died last February, and she didn't have a will where it had said that originally. But it turns out that her late husband's comic collection contained some of the most prized issues ever published. The 345 comics were set to sell in New York and are expected, and that's going to happen on Wednesday, expected to get about $2 million. So his great uncle, Billy Wright's the guy's name, had them stacked in a basement closet. And while they were helping to clear out the aunt's stuff, they found those comic books, but they didn't realize how valuable they were. Isn't that crazy? So you're clearing out a relative's house, and you know, she kept mentioning that when you were a kid that she had this comic book collection that you'd get, then you take the comic books out and, you know, ultimately find that there's some invaluable comic books and they're in really good condition. They were sitting there in the basement just waiting for you, waiting for you. And the core of the collection is from 1938 to 1941. $2 million richer. I'd say that could be a game changer for some. What do you think? I'm going to say that's a pretty decent game changer. We move to the world of entertainment for a second, and the comic books and auctions, kind of like our What's It Worth segment that we'll be back in the next couple of months with our pal Harry Rinker. It's always fun to get your stuff ready and to ask him what he thinks your stuff is going to be worth. Well, this story, what would it be worth to have a picture of paparazzi snapshot of a Monaco Prince actually in a nightclub bra? Here's a shot that was heard around the world. And you think, well, who's the first thing that comes to your mind is, who's the prince that they're talking about? Is it a young prince? You know, there's that whole royalty thing going on in Monaco, and you think of Princess Grace, God rest her soul, and her daughters. And who we're talking about is Pierre Casiraghi, and he was in the hospital, and a New York guy is facing some assault charges. Bet he didn't know that. It happened at 2 in the morning at 77 Nightclub when the 24-year-old, the grandson of Grace Kelly, got into a confrontation with a former nightclub owner. Supposedly, Casiraghi approached the nightclub guy, Adam Hawk, his name is, and it led to fist flying. And before you knew it, the kid's face looked pretty broken up, deep cuts and whatnot, and there's your assault charges. But I bet you that most of the people, you see his picture now, you might recognize the resemblance, but I think that most people would have no clue who this kid is. And you know what? He may pay, this 47-year-old New Yorker might pay the price for not realizing what he was doing. He was arrested and charged with 4 counts of third-degree assault. If you're going to throw a punch, you got to be careful on whose face it lands.
Now knocked Hamlin to the ice, cross-checks him a couple of times. Well, call something, for God's sake.
That's exactly right.
I mean, he's looking right at it. He hit Hamlin twice, and they call absolutely nothing.
We're the best. I've been telling you the best.
The amazing upper body strength of the Russians. So amazing. They're nothing. Just a minute.
No,
they're
sorry.
Nothing.
Turn it in, Calgary.
O-T-H-I-N. Nothing.
Finish.